I think learning to have healthy self-respect and self-value, and learning to value your own perspectives and your own voice and your own ways of expressing yourself is a really important part of learning how to respect the environment and the world around you. And I think if you don't respect and value yourself, you can't really value and respect anything else either. And you know, doing a lot of these projects where you may sit with the more uncomfortable sides of your self-experience and things that you struggled with, or when it comes to, you know, mental health and just being healthy people in general, it allows you to, you know, view yourself with compassion. And being a part of a project like this with other people where everybody's kind of going through the same process, I think allows us to, you know, record some of those feelings and experiences. And for me anyway, allows me to kind of let them go. I think oftentimes when I've finished a piece of writing about something that's happened or a piece of artwork, I feel like I can put that down for a while and I don't have to carry it because I know it's recorded and I can pick it up if I need to, or I can look at it or bring it out if there's a purpose for it, but I don't have to carry it around with me all the time. So I find it really therapeutic. And just even the process of doing art and being creative, you know, allows me, is one of the only ways that I know of to kind of sit with those harder feelings. I'm a person that likes to keep busy all the time, and it's very meditative for me to be able to kind of sit quietly and slowly let something out, versus, you know, shoving I just think that like making art and being creative is an opportunity to sit quietly with your feelings and yourself, which is something for me at least doesn't happen a lot on a day-to-day basis because I'm a really, you know, busy, active person.